Estonia, Lithuania, Latvia and Poland make up a large part of NATO's eastern flank. The alliance is preparing to deploy 4 battalions to these NATO countries in response to the West's perception that Moscow illegally took over Crimea and has fueled a conflict in eastern Ukraine. These issues dominated a meeting of the NATO-Russia Council in Brussels.
We didn't agree. Of course, we still see disagreements between Russia and NATO when it comes to the analysis, the assessments of why we are in the situation we are.
Moscow sees the NATO build-up along its borders as unnecessary provocation and the alliance's position on Crimea and eastern Ukraine as nothing more than propaganda because the people of Crimea took part in free and open elections to rejoin Russia in 2014. Given that some EU countries are much more positive towards Russia than others, experts say that Brexit might have an impact on EU foreign policy.
Clearly, there might be a different balance in the debate within Europe vis-à-vis Russia, the question of sanctions towards Russia, but also more generally the approach to the neighbourhoods, the readiness of the EU to be a proactive actor in the neighbourhood, and so on and so forth. But mainly because of the fact the EU will become probably more introspective.
Some campaign groups see NATO as a waste of money. The final price tag for the alliance's enormous new headquarters in Brussels, which are still being completed, could reach €1 billion. Those who support Russia say the only reason that NATO attempts to antagonize Moscow is to justify the alliance's existence. In other words, without Russia, NATO is totally irrelevant. Jerome Hughes, Press TV at NATO headquarters, Brussels.